Hard to believe, isn't it? Game number 29 of the season. Here we are, last week of the regular season. Dort College at home for the final time in the regular season. Obviously, for the Dort College women, the year will come to an end on Saturday in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. They will not make the postseason. For the Dort College men's basketball team, hopes of a berth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament still hang in the balance, and much of what, if that happens, depends on what happens, obviously, over these next two games, tonight versus Northwestern and this Saturday against the Midland Warriors. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. It's cold outside, but I would imagine by the time this evening is over, we will have a near-capacity crowd, if not a capacity crowd, and we will have a warm gymnasium. Right now, there are plenty of seats available for tonight's Sioux County matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern comes into tonight's contest 16-10 overall, 10-8 in the conference. Dort College 11-17 overall, 2-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams. And the first item of business we talked about was the win on Saturday over Nebraska Wesleyan, and then we turned our attention to this Northwestern ball club, and here is what the coach had to say about those topics. For tonight's contest, coach, your team coming up, come from behind, win over Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, down 8 points, showed some composure down the stretch, took the lead late, and that's the kind of win that you have to get.
Yeah, that's what we, you know, we'd love to be in a situation tonight where we have a chance up a few or down a few at the end, have a chance to win. And it was a huge win for us in terms of just confidence going forward, I think. And yeah, we've been playing pretty well, you know, so I thought that it was good that we were able to fight and finish that game and finish the last 4 minutes really well. You know, now we're towards the end, so, you know, just have a couple more games here, and we want to do our best in each one of these last two.
You were able to limit your turnovers against Nebraska Wesleyan. You were able to get extra shots because of offensive rebounds. It's amazing what those two categories can do for your confidence.
Right. You know, you had mentioned earlier this year, and we kind of coaches all knew, we're not getting enough shots, and the shot disparity between us and them, it can't be 20, and it can't even be 10. You have to get about as many. And so to get some offensive rebounds is really good, and to be able to, you know, get more shots up by limiting turnovers, it was really good to see on Saturday.
So now you play a Northwestern team that has had their share of ups and downs. I guess looking at their schedule, I say they haven't lost to anyone they shouldn't lose to, but they haven't knocked off anybody in that top tier. What does Northwestern present this evening?
Well, you know, that's right. They have no wins over top 20 teams or anything like that, but they've beat everybody that's below them in the conference, and they're fifth currently. They've been playing very well lately. They score a lot of points. One thing you could say is that they run the floor extremely hard, harder than any other team that we play. So, you know, your priority number one has to be that you have to sprint back, turn around, and find somebody, or a shot will be up before you even know it.
Cassidy's back in uniform. She's fully recovered from her illness over the weekend.
Yeah, she'll play tonight. She wasn't able to play Saturday, but she's healthy now, and, you know, she'll start. We're looking forward to. She had two really good days of practice, and, you know, she seems ready to go. So, you know, we'll have our normal rotation tonight, which would be a great thing for us.
Getting back on defense, you talked about that being critical. Anything else that we need to watch?
Well, limiting turnovers, you know, and attacking the basket. Composure will be really important. Those things we'll write on the board. You know, also we need to control the boards if we want to have a chance to win here tonight, Mike.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about the matchup between Dort College and Northwestern. And let's take a closer look at these two teams and how we have arrived at this point. And obviously, it is hard to sum up in a few sentences how you arrive at a point in the year where you've got 28 games under your belt, or 26 in the case of Northwestern. Northwestern women are led by Karen Edelman with a 21.5 points per game average. Paige O'Neill scores 12.4. Arian Gazelle scores 8.9, grabs 5.2 rebounds. Morgan Vandersloot's scoring average is 7.0. Northwestern scores 74.5 points per game while allowing 70 points per game, and also out-rebounds opponents 41.8 to 38.2. Dort's women are 11-17 overall, 2-16 in the conference. Dort has won two of its last three games with victories over Grayson, Nebraska Wesleyan, sandwiched around a four-point loss to Morningside. Abby Chapman scores 12.5 points per game. She's the team leader in three-point baskets made with 54. Kim Cruz scores 9.5 points per game, grabs 5.9 rebounds. Cassidy Bradavode scores 9.4 points per game, takes down 5.4 rebounds. Michael Holstad's 8.2 points per game and grabs a team-high 11.3 rebounds per game. The Dort women came from behind to defeat Nebraska Wesleyan 72-64. They had 16 offensive rebounds in that win. Kim Cruz had 15 points. Concordia women held a 33-25 lead on Northwestern on Saturday and went on to outscore the host 50-32 in the second half. Edelman had 17 points. O'Neill tossed in 15. The defender women battled Northwestern to a 61-53 loss back on Wednesday, January 14. Northwestern led 24-22 at halftime and held off every Dort charge in the second half. Abby Chapman scored 17 and had 5 rebounds. Kim Cruz and Cassidy Bradavode tossed in 12 points apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we are just about set for basketball. Opening tap is up, and we have basketball. Cassidy Bradavode with the ball. Bradavode gives it off to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Gives it up to Newman. Newman on the right elbow. Newman goes over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right elbow as she dribbles from the wing over to the right elbow, and she knocks down the jumper. Two-point basket for Kim Cruz and for Dort College. That is a good sign. Get Kim Cruz rolling early would be a very good thing. Dort College has struggled to score points at times this year, averaging in the mid-60s this season. Northwestern, not the high-powered offensive outfit that they have been in past seasons. Dort College on defense now. Vandersloot gets the return pass. She'll launch a three, and she hits it. Three-point basket for Vandersloot, the 5'9 junior from Storm Lake, Iowa, and we have a 3-2 Northwestern lead. Starters for Dort College, Emily Newman on the floor along with Cassidy Bradavode, Micah Holst, Abby Chapman, and Kim Cruz. For Northwestern, their usual suspects, Paige O'Neill, Karen Edelman, Renee Manneman, Morgan Vandersloot, and Ariane Gazelle. Nine to shoot for the defenders. They go to the top of the key to Cruz. Cruz lobs it down low, intended for Holst, taken by Bradavode. Bradavode off of the glass, good. Cassidy Bradavode with the two-point bucket, and it's a 4-3 ball game. 4-3 our score. Northwestern basketball, Manneman. Manneman passes it off over to O'Neill. O'Neill step back three, misses badly off the bottom of the backboard, overshot the hoop from the left wing, came off the opposite right side, lower quadrant of the backboard. Dort College has the ball. Out front, Chapman. Chapman lets fly three off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern and Manneman. Manneman with the basketball. She's got it out front. Manneman with it. Northwestern in their red road uniforms, white numbers, trimmed out in black. Manneman feeds it underneath to Gazelle, and Gazelle is fouled on the play. She's fouled by Micah Holst. Holst whistled for her first personal. Team foul number one as well, against Micah Holst, obviously. Our officials tonight, Ryan Freeze, Chris Ehlers, and Royce Raniger. First free throw on the way for Gazelle, the 6-foot junior from Fremont, Nebraska, is up and through. She ties it up 4-4. 4-4 our score. Another free throw on the way for Gazelle. Gazelle in and out, no good, and we're tied 4-4. First tie of the basketball game. Abby Chapman with it on the right side. Chapman gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Newman. Newman with the basketball, Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Chapman feeds it down low for Micah Holst. Holst outside, Cruz. Cruz, three-pointer up and good. Three-point basket for Kim Cruz. She's got 5 points, and the defender lead is 7-4. 7-4 our score, Northwestern basketball. Right side with it is Manneman. Manneman feeds it out front to Gazelle. Gazelle to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill dumps it out front to Vandersloot. Vandersloot to Gazelle. Gazelle down to the block, and she puts it up, and it's blocked away by Michael Holst. Holst already the season record holder in blocked shots. They get it underneath to Gazelle. Gazelle in the lane in traffic. She takes it right at Holst that time. And Holst gives way a little bit. Doesn't want to commit her second personal foul just over 2 minutes into the contest. And the shot goes in for Gazelle. Lob pass goes down low to Holst. Holst in traffic. Puts it up, puts it down. 2-point basket for Hulst. And Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College leads 9-6 pending the free throw. Free throw on the way for Micah Hulst. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening, last regular season Wednesday night contest of the year. Next week Wednesday, GPAC tournament play. Hulst misses the free throw. Dort College leads 9-6. 9-6 our score, Northwestern basketball. Renee Manaman out front. She's got it in between the circles. Picks up her dribbles, passes over to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill comes right side, Edelman. Edelman down to the block. Edelman feeds it underneath. And trying to put the English on it and get the shot to go from the odd angle was Manaman on the reverse, unable to finish it, though. Here comes Dort College. Cruz. Cruz layup good. Kim Cruz coast to coast with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 11-6. 11-6 our score. With it right side. This is Manaman. Manaman with the ball. Manaman feeds it down to the baseline. Shot is up, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got an offensive rebound for Manaman, but Manaman is fouled on the play. And the foul goes against Dort College. And Abby Chapman. Chapman picks up her first personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Manaman. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Renee Manaman in the scorebook. She makes both free throws. Dort College leads 11-8. Robin Blunt on the floor for the defenders along with Paige Angbers. Putting it on the floor with the left hand is Vredevoet. Vredevoet fouled on the play. And Vredevoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Vandersloot is her first. So Vredevoet, a 83% free throw shooter, will step to the line and shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dort College gets one of two free throws by Vredevoet. Vredevoet knocks down the first, missed the second. Shade Yeager gathers in a rebound on the Northwestern end. Dort College has the basketball. Paige Angbers lets fly with a three. Shot it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Red Raiders up and running with the basketball. Edelman. Edelman in traffic. Lays it up with the right hand. No good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders. That foul charged to the defenders in number 33, Paige Angbers. Angbers whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number three on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Karen Edelman makes the first free throw. She makes the second. She's a 74% free throw shooter. She's 2-for-2 tonight. Dort College leads 12-10. Robin Blunt with the basketball in the backcourt, and Blunt travels with it before she can put the ball on the deck. And the Dort College defenders will play defense again. Northwestern will have the basketball. Northwestern basketball. They pass it high post to Larson. Claudia Larson checked in at the last break. And Larson travels with it, and Dort College will have the basketball back. So the two teams exchange travel violations, and the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Cruz over the top, intended for Vredevoet. Vredevoet picks it up, passes cross-court, intended for Angbers. It's taken away by Manaman. Manaman driving in, stops on the left block, gets a step, her shot no good. A rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor with it, crosses over to the right hand, outside Angbers. Angbers with the basketball to Blunt. And Blunt's going to be called for traveling. Robin Blunt whistled for her second travel violation of the evening. And the Dort College defenders will send Ashley Williams into the contest. Kim Cruz will check out. So Cruz checks out of the ball game. Northwestern trailing 12-10. We're nearly 5 minutes into this contest. Northwestern basketball, O'Neal. O'Neal goes right side, and both teams have a case of the hops. Another travel violation, this one against Northwestern. The last four possessions combined between these two teams have resulted in travel violations. Paige Engbers inbounding the basketball. Engbers gets it into Williams, and Ashley Williams will pass it back over to Paige Engbers. Northwestern looks like they're in a 1-1, 2-1 zone defense to start. Now they'll settle back into a 1-2-2. Right side it goes to Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Williams. Williams to Blunt. Blunt into the corner. Engbers back over to Blunt. Blunt at the right elbow. Passes off to Newman. Newman has it swatted away, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Stuart College. Foul on the play was called against Stuart College and Robin Blunt. And Robin has picked up her first personal foul. 14:40 left to play in the first half. Dort 12, Northwestern 10. Northwestern basketball. This is Edelman. Edelman gives it up to Kuiper. Katie Kuiper to Paige O'Neal. O'Neal's pass tipped and taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gets it right side over to Engbers. Engbers comes back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams left side to Blunt. Blunt lobs it down low for Engbers. For DeAger. DeAger puts it up. No call made. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern basketball, Red Raider ball, Paige O'Neal. O'Neal with the basketball out front. O'Neal goes right side to Larson. Larson with it just inside the three-point ring. Comes back outside to Edelman. Edelman puts up a three, rattles out, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball over to Williams. Williams cross-court intended for Newman, and it's thrown away. Dort College turning it over a few too many times early on. And Dort College clinging to a 2-0 lead. 12-10 score, a two-point lead for the defenders. So Dort College in front, but Northwestern battling. Northwestern with the ball. Neither team has been able to score lately. Katie Kuiper, spin move, puts it up in traffic, throws it off the side of the backboard, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Initially, they had indicated it was Dort basketball, last touch by Northwestern. Now it will be last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Raiders inbound, baseline jumper on the way is good. Two-point basket for Katie Kuiper, and we have our second tie of the basketball game. It was tied at 4. It's now tied at 12. Kuiper hits the baseline jumper. Ashley Williams with the basketball out front. Williams gets it over the top to Hulst. Hulst off of the glass, too strong, no good. Unable to knock down the short shot. Here comes Northwestern. Red Raiders have it. They pass through the lane to Larson. Larson gives it up. Left side gets it back, and Claudia Larson lays it up and down. Northwestern leads it 14-12. 14-12 the score. Right side pass Newman. Newman to Chapman. Chapman back over to Newman. Newman puts up a three. It's off the front iron. No good from the right wing. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Red Raider basketball, Paige O'Neal. O'Neal on the left side. Gives it up to Kuiper. Kuiper back over to Vandermonten. Whitney Vandermonten goes down left side to Larson. Larson in the lane. Nothing there. Northwestern basketball. This is Edelman. Edelman out front. 10 to shoot. Edelman puts it up in traffic. Off of the glass. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. It's going to be on either Newman or Cruz. And that goes on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for her first personal. And free throws on the way for Karen Edelman as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Edelman is up and down. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Northwestern after Edelman makes both free throws. Back with
it's
more after this.
It's supposed to be
this.
The best.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College basketball. Angbers in the backcourt, gives it up to Cruz. Cruz crosses over. She's got her on the right hand, gets it across to Angbers. Page with the basketball on the wing. Page gives it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz in between the circles out front. She goes left side, Chapman. Chapman, three ball on the way, off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken out long by Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman threads the needle, bounce pass, right hand side. Layup is good for Katie Kuiper. Kuiper with 4 points. Pass comes ahead to Angbers. Northwestern right now on an 8-0 run. Comes back out front, Angbers. Angbers, right side, Chapman. Back to Angbers. Angbers, left side, Cruz. Dort College in dire need of a basket right here. Goes to Newman. Newman, left side, Cruz. Cruz puts up a three. It's too strong off the heel. Rebound out long. Taken away by Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman on the left side. She feeds it back, right side. Three-pointer up and no good by Vanderbilt. Rebound cleared by Newman in front of the hoop. The ball was short. Bounced off the front iron, and Newman timed it out and grabbed it. Kim Cruz gets a ball screen on the right side. She's going to put up a three, and she hits the three-point basket. Kim Cruz with 10 first-half points. Dort College trails 18-15. 11:06 remaining. Vanderbilt with the basketball. That's left to go in the first half. A fairly fast-moving first half of basketball thus far. Pass comes left side to Larson. Larson on the baseline. Larson comes back up front. This is Katie Kuiper with it. Kuiper puts it up, partially blocked by Hulst, but a foul on the play called on the rebound putback attempt. Claudia Larson got the ball after the air ball shot. Abby Chapman gets whistled for the personal foul. Chapman whistled for her second personal, and that is team foul number 6 already on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Their phone number is 722-2313. First free throw was up and good. Second free throw good as well. Both free throws made by Gazelle. So Gazelle makes both, and she's got 3 points. She's got 5 points. And I don't believe that was Gazelle that made those free throws. I'm going to have to double-check that. Kim Cruz with the basketball, and Cruz was fouled from behind. Beg your pardon, that was Larson who shot the free throws. It was 40, not 41. I'm going to make sure my book balances at the end of the night. Dort College basketball, Braidvoet. Braidvoet with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Puts it up. Right corner three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Edelman. Edelman passes ahead of the pack to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill over the basketball. She gives it up to Vandersloot. Vandersloot on the right, left wing. Gives it to to Edelman. Edelman driving into the lane. Her shot is good. She's got 6. And the defenders trail 20-15. Now 22-15. After that made shot, it was 20-15 after the free throws. Newman passes left side, Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball, back over to Chapman. Chapman with it, lobs it down low for Hulst. Hulst off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Manaman with it at the free throw line. Manaman comes back over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot, Manaman. Manaman, lob it down low. Facing up is Gazelle. Gazelle down to the baseline, O'Neill. O'Neill with it, 15 to shoot. Fires it back out front. Edelman. Edelman, jumper, 17-footer straight on. Good. Karen Edelman with 8 points, and the defenders trail 24-15. Dort College at a crossroads right now. Got to chip away at this lead. Kim Cruz puts up the shot short, no good on the three-pointer. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Edelman with the basketball wants to cross over. Instead feeds it right side over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot to Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman gives it up, O'Neill. O'Neill, jumper in the lane, no good. But we've got a jump ball called between Chapman and Gazelle. Jump ball alternating possession. This time the arrow points to Northwestern. The Dort College defenders Dort College defending on the inbounds play. Paige O'Neill throws it in, gets it in to Edelman. Edelman to the lane, kick out pass, shot no good from the perimeter. That A missed shot by Katie Kuiper. And coming back the other way is Kim Cruz. Cruz driving length of the floor. Stops on the block. Gets it outside Braidvoet. Braidvoet back over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Take it away by Michael Holst. Holst comes over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet, Cruz. Cruz right side to Williams. Newman thinks about the three, decides against it, comes back over to Kim Cruz instead. Cruz tries to lob it down low, intended for Holst, taken away by Edelman. Edelman up the floor, racing to the hoop, lays it up with a right hand, blocked from behind by Cruz. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams back over to Cruz. Cruz ahead to Newman. Newman left wing, three-pointer up, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst right side, it goes back over to Williams. Williams puts it on the deck one time, back over to Newman. Newman, Braidvoet. Braidvoet down to the baseline. Braidvoet in traffic, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation gives Northwestern the basketball. Northwestern leads it 24-15. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Northwestern basketball, as we're back to play, 24-15, our score, Northwestern. Red Raiders have the lead and the basketball. They get it up front to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill on the right elbow. Kick out pass. Three is up and good. Katie Kuiper with a three. She came into the ballgame averaging six. She's got seven already, and Northwestern has some breathing room. 27-15, 7:38 left to play in the first half. Ashley Williams with the basketball. Williams gives it up. Braidvoet. Braidvoet with it on the right side. Takes it hard to the hoop, and she has it tipped away from her. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding the basketball will be Newman. Emily Newman to trigger it. And Emily Newman tossing it in, looking. Gets it into Shady Egger. That's Kim Cruz who actually ends up reeling it in. Kim Cruz from the basketball out front, 10 to shoot. 7:20 left to play in the half. Cruz picks up her dribble. Bounce pass, Radovode. Hard move to the hoop. Hesitates, puts the shot up, no good. Loose basketball, it's picked up by Northwestern. Coming up with it is Kuiper. Kuiper goes left side, O'Neill. O'Neill back to Kuiper. Kuiper another three, yes. Katie Kuiper with back-to-back threes for Northwestern. Northwestern has opened up a 30-15 lead. This game was tied at one point, 12-12. Actually, Dort College had a 12-8 lead, so Northwestern has outscored Dort College 22-3 in the process. Dort College misses a shot on the other end. A foul is called on the rebound. A push called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Cassidy Braidvoet. Braidvoet whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number seven. So Braidvoet whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. And they're going to call the foul on Shea DeJager rather than Braidvoet. So it's foul number one of the two. And if I'm Dort College, I'd rather have it on DeJager than on Braidvoet, simply because Braidvoet plays more minutes. Katie Kuiper, another three. That one's off the mark. No good. Heat check by Braidvoet, by Kuiper. And Kuiper, after hitting two in a row, misses her third attempt. With the basketball, right side is Blunt. Robin Blunt with it at the top of the key. Blunt looking for Braidvoet. Comes back out front to Cassidy. Comes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Robin Blunt down to the baseline. Pinned. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Tough angle. Rebound taken away by Vanderbonten. And Vanderbonten's going to be called for the travel as she tried to force the basketball up the floor. Northwestern has averaged 17.6 turnovers per basketball game this year. They force 17.6 turnovers per game. Dort College, it's been an issue all season. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Ball's down on the floor. Robin Blunt down after it. Robin Blunt able to force a tie-up on the play. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kim Cruz will throw it in. Throwing it in, Kim Cruz. Cruz gets it in, Braidvoet. Braidvoet to Williams. Williams to Blunt, and Blunt is called for traveling. It's the third time this evening that I believe Robin has been called for a travel violation. Northwestern basketball. Red Raiders have it. This is Larson. Larson goes into the lane. That's O'Neill. O'Neill back out front. Kuiper. Kuiper down to the baseline. Kuiper gives it over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten underneath O'Neill. O'Neill, free throw line jumper put up by Claudia Larson. Larson with six. And Northwestern continues their run, leading 32-15. A 24-3 run here by Northwestern as they take control of the basketball game. North College needs to find an answer. Right side with it is Cruz. Cruz underneath Hulse. Hulse puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up and down. Micah Hulse with a two-point basket. She's got four, and the defenders trail 32-17. 32-17 our score. Northwestern basketball. They try to feed it down low, and it's taken away. Kim Cruz. It was Hulse that got the steal. She gave it off to Cruz. Cruz trots it into the front court. Cruz passes right side Williams. Williams three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Paige O'Neill. O'Neill up the floor with a no-look pass. Goes right side Kuiper and a foul on the play. Not sure who the foul went against. And I'm not sure who they say got fouled on the play either. We'll wait and let the officials sort it out. It was Katie Kuiper who made the basket. So the bucket was good. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for her second personal. And Paige O'Neill, who was passing the ball, they say got fouled on the play. And Coach Craig Steensmith's question is, how can the basket count if you're going to call the foul on the pass? Paige O'Neill makes the first. And she's got another one on the way. And the second free throw by O'Neill is good. So O'Neill makes both free throws. A four-point possession for Northwestern. And I'm still a bit baffled just on the timing of that, how it ends up being a free throw situation. And the coaching staff for Dort College trying to get an explanation, and doesn't look like they got one to their liking, but that doesn't surprise me. Shot by Chapman underneath, no good, but the rebound goes out of bounds. It's last touched by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. So after all of that, Northwestern gets the bucket and two free throws. Kim Cruz with the ball. Newman out front to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman on the right side. Chapman gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz dumps it down low for Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play by Ariane Gazelle. And no free throws yet for the defenders. Abby Chapman will throw the basketball in. Dort College trails 36-17. I'm finally going to get a chance to watch the replay. And I didn't see where the foul occurred. Dort College misses on the three-point attempt by Abby Chapman. And the Dort College defenders coming back the other way on defense. It's Northwestern puts it up. And we've got a foul on the, Hulse blocks it away out of bounds. It will be Northwestern basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Paige O'Neill to toss it in. O'Neill to toss it in, left side of the lane. O'Neill looking, feeds it underneath, and Hulse swats another one away. And Northwestern has the basketball. And Northwestern will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. And throwing the ball in, Northwestern, they get it into Arian Gazelle. Gazelle with it in the corner. Gazelle gives it to Vandersloot. Vandersloot in traffic, and we've got a, I believe we had traveling called against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Dort College has the basketball back. Bringing the basketball up is Chapman. Chapman tries to feed it ahead to Vreedbode. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball, and the Raiders setting the offense. The defenders have looked just a step slow this evening, a couple different occasions, and that is translated into Northwestern with a 19-point cushion, 36-17. Chapman has the basketball on the right wing, throws it over the top, and turnovers mounting. York College trailing. Jumper in the lane is no good by Manaman. Loose basketball picked up by Northwestern. They dump it inside to Manaman. Manaman over to O'Neill. O'Neill in traffic off the bottom of the rim. Gets her own rebound back. Comes back outside. Jumper in the lane by Edelman. No, she feeds it off to Gazelle instead. Ball is tapped out by Holst. And now a foul called on the defenders. That foul is going to go on Braidvoet. Braidvoet whistled for the personal. So Braidvoet whistled for the personal foul. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Paige O'Neill. She's got another one coming. Paige Angbers will check into the ball game. Checking out Abby Chapman. Dort College in danger of sending Northwestern into the double bonus already. Northwestern, by comparison, four team fouls. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the mark. No good by O'Neill. And the defenders trail 37-17. 37-17, Williams with the basketball. Williams to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman dumps it right side over to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams to Newman. Newman right side, Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams through the lane pass is tipped into the backcourt. Braidvoet comes up with it. Braidvoet across the timeline. Four to shoot. It's been a while since Dort College even got a shot off. Braidvoet's shot fails to draw iron. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 2:56 remaining. Ashley Williams will check out of the basketball game. Kim Cruz checks in. Boy, when the faucet turned off for Dort College in this first half, it went off and it went tight. Northwestern basketball. Dort College was up at one point, 12-8. Northwestern has controlled play since then. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Angbers on the weak side help. She gives it away to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim picks up her dribble. Passes left side over to Angbers. Angbers to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman over to Angbers. Angbers right side to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz puts it on the floor, down to the deck on the right side. Comes back around over to Angbers. Angbers ball fake. They cover her up. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz, lob pass down low intended for Michael Hulse. It's taken back by Northwestern. Raider basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill to Edelman. Edelman jumper, baseline good. Karen Edelman with 10 points, and the defenders trail 39-17. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, when I said the faucet turned off for Dort College offensively, did some checking during that timeout, just some quick math. 16-13 mark, Dort College was up 12-8. It's the 2:01 mark now. Dort College is down 39-17, so 5 points in the last 14 minutes plus. With the basketball, right side it goes to Angbers. Angbers feeds it down low for Holst. Holst puts it up, blocked on the play by Larson. Rebound Northwestern. Raiders up with the basketball. This is Vandermonten. Vandermonten left side to Edelman. Edelman in traffic, dumps it off. Layup is good. 2-point bucket for Claudia Larson. Larson with an 8. And the defenders trail 41-17. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes it right side to Braidvoet. Braidvoet in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Northwestern. Foul is going to go on Edelman. Karen Edelman whistled for her first personal foul. It's been a while since Dort College scored. He scored at the 5:40 mark on a Micah Holst basket. Dort College basketball, Cruz. Cruz gets it into Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Braidvoet. Braidvoet right side. Angbers. Angbers feeds it underneath Holst. Holst layup good. Micah Holst with a 2-point bucket. She's got 6, and the defenders trail 41-19. Right side of the basketball is Vandermonten. Vandermonten gives it inside to Edelman, and Edelman is tied up on the play. Alternating possession, it's Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Northwestern tossing it in, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill gives it to Larson. Larson unable to convert. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst in the middle of the lane. North College basketball crews driving in, and we've got a foul called against Katie Kuiper. Foul number one on her. Team foul number six on the defenders. On the Raiders. North College will be shooting free throws on the next foul. North College inbounding, throwing it in. They get it into Braidvoet. Braidvoet, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers back out front, Newman. Newman left side, Braidvoet. Braidvoet on the left wing. She comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, Cruz, under a minute to play. Cruz fires it left side over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers comes back right side, Cruz. Cruz drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand, off of the window, good. Kim Cruz with 12 first half points. North College trails 41-21. Northwestern basketball, 20-point ball game. Red Raiders have the basketball. Vandermonten. Vandermonten left side, O'Neill. O'Neill with it on the wing to Edelman. Edelman well beyond the arc. Edelman all the way down to the baseline. Cut off. Kick out pass out front for O'Neill. O'Neill's pass in the lane. Tipped and taken away. And the ball is deflected out. And a foul on the play called on Northwestern and Paige O'Neill. O'Neill whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number seven on Northwestern. And North College has a chance to cut the lead under 20 with a one-and-one opportunity here for Emily Newman. Newman is a 66% free throw shooter. She will shoot a one-and-one. First free throw is up and through for Newman. Newman with another free throw coming. So a second free throw coming for Newman. And Newman's second free throw is up and through, so Newman makes them both. She's two for two with a basketball at midcourt. Vandermonten. Vandermonten takes a runner. Her shot, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, North College trails Northwestern 41-23. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, 41-23 our score at halftime. North College down 18. North College led at one point 12-8 in this one. That was their biggest lead of the ballgame. No, their biggest lead was 11-6, a five-point advantage. 12-8 came with 16-13 remaining in the first half. North College went through a dry spell, though. Went from up 12-8 to down 41-17 before they outscored at Northwestern 6-0 to close the half. And it's 41-23, an 18-point ballgame. At halftime, North College led by Kim Cruz unofficially with 12 points. Northwestern is topped by Katie Kuiper with 12 unofficially. Kuiper coming off of the bench to do her damage. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. Halftime numbers, Northwestern 13 of 34 from the floor, 38%, 3 for 9 on threes, 33%, 12 for 15 on free throws, 80%. North College 9 for 31, 29%, 2 for 14 on threes, 14%, 3 for 5 on free throws, 60%. Northwestern owns a 31-16 rebounding advantage. North College 11 turnovers, North College 9. Katie Kuiper leads Northwestern with 12 points, those points coming off the bench. Karen Edelman with 10 points. 8 for Claudia Larson, 3 for Morgan Vandersloot, 3 each for Arian Gazelle and Paige O'Neill. 3 for Morgan Vandersloot and 2 for Renee Manneman for their total of 41. Kim Cruz has 12 points to lead North College. Micah Hulst has 6. Cassidy Braidvoet, 3. Emily Newman has 2. Rebounds, Micah Hulst has 6. 2 each for Kim Cruz and Emily Newman. 4 Northwestern, 6 rebounds for Renee Manneman. 5 for Paige O'Neill. 3 for Arian Gazelle. 4 for Claudia Larson. 7 assists for Paige O'Neill. Renee Manneman has 2 steals. North College is led by Michael Hull, 6 rebounds. She also has 4 block shots and a steal and an assist. 41-23 Northwestern over Dort at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Scores around the conference tonight look like this. Dakota Wesleyan leads Mount Marty 45-31. Hastings leads Midland 43-15. Morningside over Briarcliff by 10 near halftime, 36-26. Doan leads Nebraska Wesleyan 29-24. Northwestern leads Dort College in the game you're listening to, 41-23. After tonight, Dort College goes on the road, and they will face Midland on Saturday afternoon. That's a 2 o'clock start time in Fremont. And the Dort College women and men conclude the regular season on Saturday in Fremont, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half play from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker, and by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Kim Cruz, jumper from the top of the key is off the mark, no good. And the Dort College defenders back on defense, Northwestern misses the shot. That's Morgan Vandersloot with a shot attempt. And here come the defenders. Right side pass to Emily Newman. Shakes right, goes left, gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman jumper, right wing, good. Abby Chapman with a two-point bucket, her first of the day. Dort College trails 41-25. Eight unanswered by the defenders. Dump it down low. Facing up is Arian Gazelle. Gazelle against Hulst. Hulst blocks it away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be, beg your pardon, last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Paige O'Neill with the basketball on the right wing. O'Neill feeds it over to Vandersloot. Vandersloot with the ball. Vandersloot gives it up to Edelman. Edelman on the left wing. Edelman feeds it out front to O'Neill. O'Neill settles in for the 17-footer, and that one drops through. O'Neill with a two-point bucket. She's got five, and the defenders trail 43-25. That snaps an 8-0 run by the defenders. So Dort College had an 8-0 run. Now let's see if they can put together another little string here and crawl back into this one, trailing by 18 right now. 43-25. Chapman out front, 10 with it. 10 seconds to shoot. Lob pass looked down low, and it's taken away by Gazelle. Gazelle, long pass into the front court. Northwestern with the basketball underneath. Shot is up and good in traffic. Karen Edelman. Edelman with 12. Northwestern leads 45-25. Kim Cruz in traffic on the other end. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet in the lane, off of the window. Good. Cassidy Bredevoet with a runner. She's got five. Dort College trails 45-27. Northwestern basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill, they dump it inside. Shot in traffic is high off of the glass. No good by Morgan Vandersloot. Foul's going to go against Dort College and Cassidy Bredevoet. Bredevoet whistled for her second personal foul. Vandersloot to shoot two. She's a 67% free throw shooter. First free throw by Vandersloot is up and through. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Pass comes over to Abby Chapman. Chapman 17-footer from straight on, not good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. So the Red Raiders up and running with it. Coach Craig Steensma talked about it in the pregame show. Transition defense would be critical tonight. You have to be able to stop this team from running, and so far Dort College has not been able to do that consistently. Emily Newman will inbound the basketball. Newman to toss it in the backcourt. She feeds it in to Kim Cruz. Nice size crowd on hand for tonight's contest. Still some seats available, so if you are thinking about coming, you'll want to be here sooner rather than later, but there still is room. Michael Hulst spins into the lane. Michael Hulst has it stripped away. Coming up with it is Paige O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill on the left side, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Larson. Larson puts it up, blocked by Hulst, but a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst, and that's going to be number two on Micah by my count. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC on the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'd appreciate their quality service. Claudia Larson makes the first free throw. She has another one coming. Northwestern with a chance to extend the lead to 22, and they do. Claudia Larson with 10 points off of the bench, 22 bench points for Northwestern thus far. Nord College has not gotten an offensive spark from their bench. They have been held scoreless thus far. Lob pass goes in to Micah Hulst, partially blocked, gets her own rebound back, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul is called on Claudia Larson, that's number one on her. Free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. Hulst with 6 points. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. Hulst spins it. Right-handed free throw is up and through. 7 points for Micah Hulst. Trying to narrow the gap down to 20 again, 49 to 28. Second free throw rims out, no good. And the defenders trail it, 49 to 28. Northwestern basketball. Out front with the ball is Paige O'Neill. O'Neill in between the circles. O'Neill to Kuiper. Kuiper on the right wing. Kuiper to Edelman. Edelman back over to Larson. Larson wants to clear space. Comes back over to Edelman. Edelman jumper, top of the key, no good. And the rebound is deflected out, picked up by Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes it back over to Chapman. Chapman will drive in, lays it up with the left hand, no good. Partially blocked by Larson. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Here's O'Neill. O'Neill stops at the free throw line. O'Neill with it on the left elbow. O'Neill dumps it underneath after shedding the defensive player. She finds Manneman. Manneman with a two-point basket. She's got four. And the defenders trail it, 51-28. Braidvoet with a basketball. Comes back right side to Cruz. Cruz dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst shot no good. But Micah Hulst is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line. And she will shoot two free throws. Micah Hulst this evening, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Need to get her going. Free throw on the way for Micah Hulst is up. This one's good. She's got another one coming. Micah Hulst with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 51-29. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Micah Hulst makes both free throws. She's got 9. And the defenders trail 51-30. Dort College wants a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Northwestern with the basketball. Raiders have it. Paige O'Neill. O'Neill on the right side. Gives it up to Larson. Larson with the basketball. Comes back over to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill dumps it inside. Ball is loose. Northwestern comes up with it. Out front is Vandermonten. Vandermonten lowers the shoulder, dumps it away, and unable to put it on the floor quickly enough is Katie Kuiper. And the Dort College defenders trail 51-30, but to get the basketball back on the turnover by Northwestern. Northwestern not playing exceptionally sharp this evening as well. Both teams have struggled with turnovers tonight. Newman spin move in the lane. She has it swatted away. It'll be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kim Cruz to throw the ball in. Cruz looking. Gets it into Newman. Newman fakes the handoff. Now does give it off to Williams. Williams to Cruz. Cruz in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. Not sure who's going to get rung up. I believe it's going to be O'Neill. No, it's going to be on 21. That's Kitty Kuiper. Kuiper whistled for her second, and Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. For the first time this evening, Cruz has 12 points. She's a 67% free throw shooter. First free throw by Kim is up and good. She's got 13. Another one coming for Kim Cruz. A second free throw on the way for Cruz, trying to narrow it to 19, and she does. 14 points for Kim Cruz, averaging 9.5 points per game. Cruz got going early, but since then it's been Micah Holst with 9, and then it drops off to Bredevoet with 5. Your college does not have balanced scoring tonight. Northwestern basketball, left side O'Neill. O'Neill on the wing. O'Neill to Vandermonten. Vandermonten into the corner. 3, no good. Rebound taken down by Northwestern. Coming up with the basketball, Raiders. O'Neill. O'Neill on the right block. O'Neill comes back over to Larson. Larson strong with the left hand, no good. Rebound deflected, and we've got a foul on the play called on either O'Neill or Vandermonten. It's going to go on O'Neill. Paige O'Neill whistled for her second personal foul. 51-32 our score. Dort College by 19. Down by 19, I should say. 15 minutes remaining. Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz will walk it up. Cruz with the basketball. In between the circles, picks up her dribble. Northwestern in his own defense. Still match up. Williams back out front. Cruz. Cruz with it at the top of the key. Cruz now on the right side. 9 to shoot for Dort College. Cruz back to Bredevoet. Bredevoet's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Northwestern. So Northwestern gets it back on the turnover. And here come the Raiders. Manaman. Manaman in between the circles. She passes left side. Edelman. Edelman down to the block. Nothing there and loses it out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern throwing it in. This is Manaman. Manaman gives it off to Vandermonten, and we've got a foul called on Dort College. Foul called on Williams, and for Ashley Williams, that is number one on her. Team foul number five on, I beg your pardon, team foul number three on Dort College in this half. Ball's inbounded. Crossover move. Larson. Larson shot no good, but the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball, they get it underneath. Shot is no good by Larson, and the rebound is controlled by the Dort College defenders. Dort College with basketball, Angbers. Angbers, back out front, Kim Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Cruz has it now at the top of the key, and she has it kicked away. Dort College will inbound the basketball now left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 51-32 our score. Angbers to toss it in. Angbers. Now it's Newman. Newman will toss it in. Newman gets it in to Cruz. Cruz has her shot blocked. Saving it in is Bredevoet, but it's right to Manaman. Here's Northwestern on a jailbreak. Manaman passes it off left side. Kuiper. Kuiper's shot no good. Put back attempt by Gazelle, no good, but she is fouled on the play. Once Northwestern got the rebound, once it was secured, they were gone, and that jailbreak, if you will, everybody running for the other end. Arian Gazelle will shoot two. First free throw by Gazelle is good. She's got another one coming. 4 points for Gazelle. Two from the free throw line, two from the field. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Second free throw is up and through for Gazelle. Gazelle with 5, and the defenders trail 53-32. 53-32, Newman across half court, comes back over. Goes right side. They dump it down low. Shot no good. In the lane, Bredevoet. Bredevoet gets the shot to go, and she's fouled. Cassidy Vredevoet working the offensive glass. She gets the putback and a three-point play opportunity. 53-32 the score. 7 points for Vredevoet. Three field goals and a free throw. Michael Holst will check in for the free throw shooter. So if Vredevoet makes this one, she checks out of the game. Free throw is up. Free throw in and out. No good. Robin Blunt had a hand on it, but it's taken away by Whitney Vandermont. 53-34, Dort College down. Got to chip away and get this thing to single digits somehow. Underneath it goes Vandermont. Forces it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Ashley Williams with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Left side Newman. Emily Newman with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Comes back out front to Blunt. Blunt right side. Feed it down low on the baseline. Chapman left wing to Newman. Newman free throw line extended. Eight to shoot for the defenders. Williams to Blunt. Blunt puts it up in traffic, and Blunt is fouled on the play. Dort College has to make the free throws. Got to make up some ground with the clock stopped. Golden opportunity for the defenders to chip away. So two free throws on the way for Robin Blunt. First one is up and through. Blunt, a 52% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. 53-35, another free throw. Robin Blunt, right-handed free throw tosser. This one's up and good as well. Robin Blunt with 2 points, averaging 6.4 points per game. She's been held in check thus far, had a travel problem in the first half. That whistled for three or four steps. Manneman, right side, Vandersloot. Vandersloot, Manneman, Manneman, Gazelle. Gazelle back underneath to Vandersloot. Vandersloot with a left hand, short-armed it, no good. Rebound is tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound down by 17 and a chance to cut into the lead. In the backcourt is Chapman. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz right side Blunt. Blunt underneath Holst. Holst layup no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is up and good. Michael Holst with a two-point basket on the putback. She's got 11. And the defenders have cut the lead from 21 down to 15. 53-38, our score. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Northwestern 53, Dort College 38. Dort College cutting away at the lead. We'll see if they can continue to chip away at this difference. Red Raider basketball, Manneman. Manneman at the top of the key. Manneman to Gazelle. Gazelle left side. To Vandermont. Vandermont puts up the three, misses everything. Manneman there for the offensive rebound. Put back no good on the reverse layup. And here comes Dort College. Not the shot that Coach Chris Yaw wanted, either on the first attempt or on the put back. Left side passes Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Kim Cruz, right side it goes. To Williams. Williams back to Cruz. Cruz up front to Robin Blunt. Blunt with a basketball at the top of the key. She comes back right side, Williams. Williams to Cruz. Cruz steps in. Her shot is good. Kim Cruz off of the backboard. Kim Cruz with 16 points. Dort College trails by a baker's dozen, 53-40. Three-pointer on the way, no good. In and out by Vandersloot. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Robin Blunt all the way down to the baseline. Puts it up, and a charging foul called on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for her third personal foul. That is team foul number five on the defenders in this half. 11:07 left to go in this contest. Dort College has cut what was a 21-point lead down to 13 at 53-40. Northwestern basketball. Right side is Manneman. Manneman down to the baseline. Manneman feeds it underneath. Two-point basket for O'Neill is good. She's got seven. 55-40. Northwestern up by 15. Northwestern in his own defense. Right side, Chapman. Chapman cross-court pass intended for Blunt, and Blunt is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Vandersloot. Vandersloot whistled for her second, and it's 1-1 time now for Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt to shoot the 1-1. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. First free throw by Robin Blunt is good. She's got another one on the way. Blunt now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 55-41 our score. And Blunt short arms that free throw. Dort College trails by 14. Defenders have been as close as 13. Basketball is kicked, but there's no call made. Here come the defenders. Dort College basketball, Kim Cruz. Cruz back over to Williams. The official saying that ball went off the hip of a Dort College player. I would say Chris Yaw probably has a legitimate argument that time. We had a much different look at it. And Robin Blunt's called for a foul on the rebound, hassling the outlet pass. And Robin Blunt has just picked up her fourth personal foul. That's team foul number six. Northwestern basketball. Paige O'Neill. Northwestern leading by 14, 55-41, 10-14 and counting. Northwestern basketball, Edelman. Edelman on the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball to the cutter. Manaman. Manaman shot no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Williams. Ashley Williams with the basketball. Williams left side, Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman back over to Cruz. Kim Cruz at the top of the key. Fires it back over for Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back out front to Williams. Williams directing traffic, 15 to shoot. Williams has it at the point, goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz to the elbow, Newman. Newman fires it into the corner. Chapman, Chapman, three ball, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz back over to Newman. Newman right side, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, back to Newman. Newman at the top of the key, 9:30 remaining in this game. Northwestern 55, Dort College 41. 19 to shoot. Cruz, top of the key, left side pass, goes over to Williams. Williams back to Cruz. Cruz splits the defense, layup with the right hand, good. Kim Cruz with 18, Dort College trails 55-43. Dort College as close as they have been since the first half. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill to Manaman. Manaman at the top of the key, she passes right side to Larson. Larson to O'Neill. O'Neill at the top of the key, she passes left side, Gazelle. Northwestern attacking, the man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Three-pointer on the way is good for Edelman. Edelman answers the Dort College run with a three, and the defenders trail 58-43. 58-43, steal by Manaman. Manaman with the basketball. Manaman drops it off, right side O'Neill. O'Neill gathers herself. Williams strips it away. It's down on the floor, and now a timeout called. Timeout charged to Northwestern. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Northwestern basketball up 15 after the timeout. Pass it into the corner. Three on the way, no good. Right corner shot was no good by Katie Kuiper. Here comes Dort College. Newman steps in. Her three-pointer, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Outlet pass to Kuiper. Kuiper racing to the rim. Layup good. Katie Kuiper with 14. Dort College trails 60-43. So just like that, the 12-point lead grows to 17. Chapman on the right wing, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. And let's see who Royce Raniger calls for the personal. That's going to go on Micah Holst, and that's number three on Micah. 60-43, Dort College down. And Northwestern will bring the basketball up. Northwestern with the ball, O'Neill. O'Neill goes over to Edelman. Edelman on the right wing. Edelman passes to O'Neill. O'Neill left wing. O'Neill stops, spins into the lane. Her shot is good. She's got 9 points, six in the second half. And Northwestern extends the lead to 62-43. Newman on the wing. Newman comes back out front for Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Chapman step back three off the mark to the right. No good. And a foul called on the play against Northwestern. Foul's going to go on Claudia Larson. That's her second. And Dort College will shoot a 1-1. Michael Holst will shoot one in the bonus. So 1-1 opportunity coming here. Micah Hulst this season, a 56% free throw shooter. She is 3-for-5 right now. She's shooting a 1-and-1. Free throw is short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Claudia Larson. 62-43, Northwestern by 19. Vandermonten passes left side to Kuiper. Kuiper back to Vandermonten. Vandermonten on the right wing. Vandermonten at the top of the key. She goes left side over to Larson. Larson down to the block. Larson puts it up. Blocked by Hulst. Rebound, though, taken down by O'Neill. O'Neill in traffic. Five to shoot. Flips it up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz right side. Engbers. Engbers on the wing. Engbers to the trailer. Cruz. Cruz into traffic. And a blocking foul called on O'Neill. O'Neill whistled for her third personal. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Cruz makes one of two free throws, and the defenders trail 62-44. Right side, Kuiper. Kuiper steps in, nothing there. Micah Hulst gambles for the steal. Coming up with it is Gazelle. Gazelle's shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Kim Cruz racing the other way. Cruz driving in, lays it up with the right hand. Short, no good. Missed it. Rebound, though, taken down by Micah Hulst. Paige Ingbers, three on the way. Got it. Paige Ingbers with her first three of the day. Dort College trails 62-47, so it's back to 15. 6:20 remaining in this half. That's in the ballgame. Gazelle working against Micah Hulst. Puts it up. Blocked by Hulst. Rebound Hulst. Cleared by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Dort College not fading away in this one. They trail by 15. They've had it as close as 12 in the second half. Out front is Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Kim Cruz on the left wing. Cruz will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Long pass into the front court. This is Edelman. Edelman misses the layup, and the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Kim Cruz racing the other way. Cruz puts it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 62-49 with a free throw on the way. Dort College down 13, so with 5:38 remaining, the defenders continue to chip away at the lead. It was at one time 21. It's now 13. Rebound comes out long. It's controlled by Northwestern. So the Raiders still have the lead. Now they have the basketball. They've got a 13-point lead, so they maintain the 13-point advantage. Northwestern basketball. Edelman. Edelman gets the return pass. She gives it left side to Gazelle. Gazelle to Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the basketball. Putting it up is Edelman. A long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Dort College with a chance to cut into the 13-point lead. They can trim it to 10 with a made three, 11 with a two. Dort College is going to talk things over. Dort College uses their third timeout. They've got three remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 62-49, Dort College down a baker's dozen. They've been as close as 12 here in the second half. Kim Cruz has the basketball. Cruz picks up her dribble. Passes to Bredevoet. Bredevoet gives it up Newman. Newman left side to Chapman. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst back over to Cruz. Cruz, nothing there. Back out front. They swing it left side. Chapman. Nine to shoot for the defenders. Newman, Cruz. Cruz, right wing looking down low. Reverses back over to Chapman. Three to shoot. Down two. Cruz will fire a three. Got it! Three-point basket. Kim Cruz as the shot clock expires. Dort College trails by 10, 62-52. Northwestern basketball, Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the basketball, Vanneman. Vanneman at the top of the key. She's going to split the defense. Nothing there at the free throw line. She has to stop her dribble. She gets the return pass now. 13 to shoot for Northwestern, up 10. Pass goes left side, Edelman. Edelman drives the lane, puts it up, blocked by Hulst, but a foul on Hulst. And Hulst hit in the face, it appears, with Edelman's free hand. Now, Hulst broke her nose earlier this season, you'll remember. That looks like that time she got caught more in the chops rather than the nose. She comes up holding her top lip. Two free throws on the way for Edelman. Edelman with 15, now 16, and she's got another free throw coming. North College has not trailed by less than 10 since it was 24-15. Right now it's 11. Another free throw coming for Edelman. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Edelman makes one of two. Defenders trail 63-52. Out front, Vredevoet. Vredevoet drives in with the right hand, puts it up. No good. Too strong. Had it partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Manneman. Manneman on the right wing. Manneman gives it off to Vandersloot. Vandersloot to Edelman. Edelman with it on the wing. Edelman comes back over to Gazelle. Gazelle with the basketball. Gazelle to Edelman. Edelman at the free throw line. Edelman to Manneman. Manneman down to the baseline. Tries to fire it through the lane. Ball is tipped and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be, well, beg your pardon, last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Hey, stay with the referee. Stay with the referee.
3:29 remaining. Manneman inbounds. And we've got a hold called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the hold. And free throws on the way for Edelman. Edelman will shoot a 1-1. Edelman with 16 tonight to lead Northwestern. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Kim Cruz leads all players with 24. Edelman with another one on the way. 64-52. Now 65-52. Edelman with 8 in the second half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Cruz has a dozen in each half. Pass to Engbers. Engbers at the top of the key. Engbers, Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over. Left side it comes to Newman. Newman looking. Gets it out front. Chapman, 12 to shoot for the defenders. Chapman draws the defense. Vredevoet. Vredevoet outside to Engbers. Too strong. Rebound taken down by Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Edelman at the top of the key. Spins into the lane. Her off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Vredevoet. Vredevoet passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz in traffic. Stops. Feeds it out front. Newman, 22 on the shot clock, 2:40 on the game clock. Dort College down 13. Cruz down to the baseline. Feeds it back out for Vredevoet. Vredevoet outside. Engbers. Engbers, three. Got it. Paige Engbers with the three-point basket. She's got six. And the defenders trail 65-55. Northwestern basketball. Red Raiders have it. Out front is Gazelle. Gazelle at the free throw line. They feed it underneath Vandermonten. Vandermonten wide open layup good. Whitney Vandermonten on the backdoor cut. It was wide open and she got the shot to go. Dort College trails by 12, 67-55. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She feeds it right side Chapman. Dort College needs a bucket now. Chapman drives in and a blocking foul called on Edelman. Edelman whistled for her second personal. Free throws on the way for Chapman. 67-55. Chapman to shoot two. First one by Abby is up and through. Chapman with 3 points. She's got another one coming. Trying to make it a 10-point ball game again with 2:01 remaining. Clock becoming an issue. Well, both teams trying to get the right players on the floor by their estimation. And we've got five reds and five whites, so that part is legal. I think everyone who checked out has left the floor, and everything's correct. Chapman makes the free throw. She's got four, and the defenders trail 67-57. Northwestern basketball. Down by 10 are the Red Raiders. They bring the trap, do the defenders, pass over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the ball. Vandermonten gives it up to Manneman. Manaman to O'Neill. O'Neill left side. Edelman. Edelman, hard drive into the lane, and a blocking foul called on Robin Blunt, and Blunt has just fouled out of the contest with 1:45 remaining. She fouls out with 3 points. So Blunt will foul out of the ballgame. Micah Hulse checks out as well. Dort College with five shooters on the floor now, five shooters capable of shooting the three. Free throw by Edelman is in and out, no good. So it remains a 10-point ballgame, 67-57. Another free throw coming. This one's up and good. So Dort College trails 68-57. Edelman makes one of two free throws. Dort College with a chance to get it to single digits. Cruz with the basketball, and we've got a hold called on Northwestern and Vandermonten. Vandermonten whistled for the personal. And Dort College can make up some ground with a clock stop. Braidvoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College has not shot their free throws exceptionally well today. Now would be a good time to reverse that trend. 68-57, Dort College down 11, 1:37 remaining. First free throw, no good by Kim Cruz. I thought it was Braidvoet who was going to shoot. It's Cruz instead. So Cruz shooting two. She is 3 for 6 now, and she can make it a 10-point ball game. Dort College has not been closer than 10 here in the second half. A second free throw on the way for Cruz. This one's up and good, so Kim makes that one. She's got 25. 13 in the second half. Defenders trail by 10, 68-58. Quickly up the floor with it is O'Neill. O'Neill, Vandermonten, Vandermonten, Manaman. Manaman on the right wing. Manaman comes back over to O'Neill. O'Neill driving in, and we've got a foul called on the play against Chapman. Chapman whistled for her third. Free throws on the way for Northwestern and Paige O'Neill. O'Neill, a 67% free throw shooter, and it's double bonus time for Northwestern. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Northwestern has three remaining. Both teams are in the double bonus. There's 86 seconds left. And Northwestern leads 69-58 after the free throw by O'Neill. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Kim Cruz with the basketball at the free throw line. Cruz down to the block. Kick out. Angbers. Angbers back over to Chapman. Dort College needs a bucket, and they need it quickly. Driving in is Cruz. Cruz off of the glass. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Northwestern, and now we have Kim Cruz called for a foul underneath. That's her first, and team and that's over the double bonus limit. And Northwestern will shoot free throws on the other end. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Frank, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. A couple of made free throws by Northwestern's Whitney Vandermonten. Vandermonten makes both, and the defenders trail 72-58. With the basketball on the backcourt is Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor, down by 14. Cruz gets a screen from Chapman. Chapman penetrates. She'll put it up with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Red Raiders have it up 14, and it doesn't look like Dort College will foul. Now Kim Cruz reaches in, just as I say that. And for Kim, that is her second. Paige O'Neill will shoot two, and if Northwestern makes their free throws, this one's going to get stretched out a little bit more than the difference actually was. Most of the second half played between a 10 and 14 point difference. It's now back to 15 at 73-58. with another free throw on the way for O'Neill. O'Neill with 9 points in the second half, 12 points for the ballgame. Dort College trails 73-58. And Dort College turns it over in the backcourt. Looked like a fatigue turnover. And 43.4 seconds remaining. Dort College, it looks like, will concede. They'll play man-to-man but will not foul to prolong the contest. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Northwestern basketball, Larson. Larson to O'Neill. O'Neill with it on the wing. O'Neill comes back right side over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten with the basketball. Vandermonten gives it back over to Kuiper. Katie Kuiper with it. Kuiper picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Vandermonten. Vandermonten to O'Neill. O'Neill will drive right hand. Puts it up in traffic off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Vandermonten comes away with it. Shot clock is off. Northwestern will pull it out. Doesn't look like they will take another shot. Dort College concedes. That'll be our final. Northwestern 73, Dort College 58. Dort College trailed by as many as 21. They cut the lead down to 10 with about 5 minutes left to go in regulation. Northwestern staves off the rally, though, and Northwestern hangs on to win 73-58. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders end up on the short end of a 73-58 decision. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me, so we'll talk to him first, and then we will get to a rundown of the numbers, and we'll do some of the numbers as we talk to Coach. Coach, other than about a 14-minute stretch in the first half, your team, I thought, probably outplayed Northwestern this evening, but that 14-minute stretch where they got what I call jailbreak fast breaks, where they got the ball, they just raced to the rim, got some easy baskets, so that gave them some breathing room, and you were fighting from behind, but second half played some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, we played much better in the second half. We battled back, but you know, there's the two key numbers that we cannot afford to have happen are they shot 33 free throws. You know, they got to the basket on us, and also the rebounding, you know, they just really, really did a great job rebounding, limiting us to one shot and then getting on the offensive boards. I thought the 11 offensive rebounds in the first half were a big key. You know, we talked about that. That's just something that we needed to do a better job of controlling. And, you know, the first 10 minutes, we were up 12-10. I really liked the start of the game. And I thought our kids competed hard in the second half as well, but that, you know, you have to do it for 40 minutes. You can't just decide at halftime it's time to show up and play basketball.
Kim Cruz puts together a pretty good individual effort for your team today. 25 points, 9 of 18 shooting, 3 for 7 on threes. Number that jumps out at me, though, is she handled the ball a lot, only had 4 turnovers.
Yeah, she had to play maybe a few more minutes and then what is best for her. But she played as hard as she can, and 25 points is good. The rebounds are good. They had 12 turnovers. We had 18. So, you know, that's a little bit of a disparity as well. But Kim certainly played as hard as she possibly could.
Emily Newman and Abby Chapman combined 1 for 17 from the floor. That's not going to happen that often. Unfortunate that it happens on a night like tonight against a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, you know, when two of our starting wings are 1 for 17, you know, that makes it, you have to play pretty much perfect basketball if you're not making shots. And, you know, I thought we got it down to, I think, 11, and Edelman hit a long three very late in the shot clock where we played really good defense. And, yeah, that's just a big-time shot, but it's just deflating, too, when you have a chance to cut it to the single digits and they throw in a long shot.
Michael Hulse continues to put together pretty good games down the stretch this season. 11 points, 15 rebounds, 7 block shots. Not much more that she could have done other than maybe finish a couple more shots in the paint.
Yeah, she had some chances to finish, but she works so terribly hard, and she's gotten better and better. Micah has over the year. And, you know, I thought she was a big factor inside defensively for us. You know, when we were able to funnel their guards to her, and we didn't bail them out with a foul, we did a pretty good job defensively. But for us, at this stage, 70 is too many points. You know, we're not going to win if we give up 70.
off to Midland on Saturday. Midland lost to Hastings today, 77-52. Last game of the season, and it's not much. You simply game plan for that one, and that's your postseason, if you will. See if you can get out of this season with a win on get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, well, we'll do everything we can. You know, we'll battle, and we'll be ready to go on Saturday. And for us, that's our tournament game. So we'll approach it that way and try to have two really good days of practice.
Coach Steensma, thanks for stopping by. We'll let you go.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers and a look at what's happening in the GPAC tonight right after
God
this.
Is an art.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders lose to Northwestern in women's play, 73-58. It was 41-23 Northwestern at halftime. Dort outscores Northwestern 35-32 in the second half. They get as close as 10 on a couple different occasions, but that ends up being as close as Dort College would get. Northwestern, 21 of 65 from the floor, 32.3%, 4 for 16 on threes, 25%, 27 of 33 from the free throw line for 81.8%. For Dort College, 19 of 60 from the floor, 31.7%, 5 for 22 on threes, 22.7%, 15 of 24 from the free throw line, 62.5%. Dort College, 42 rebounds, Northwestern, 54. Turnovers, Dort College, 18, Northwestern, 12. Northwestern was led in scoring by Karen Edelman with 19. Dort College was tapped by Kim Cruz with 25. Cruz went 9 of 18 from the floor, 3 for 7 on threes, 4 for 7 on free throws. Micah Hulst added 11 points. She was 4 of 11 from the floor and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 7 points for Cassidy Braidvode, 6 for Paige Engbers, 4 for Abby Chapman, 3 for Robin Blunt. For Northwestern, they were topped by Karen Edelman's 19 points. 14 for Katie Kuiper, 12 for Paige O'Neill. Paige O'Neill had 12 points. Claudia Larson had 10. Arian Gazelle had 5. 5 for Morgan Vandersloot, 4 for Renee Manneman, 4 for Whitney Vandermonten. Michael Hulst had 15 rebounds to lead Dort College in that category. 7 for Kim Cruz, 5 for Cassidy Braidvode. 3 each for Emily Newman and Abby Chapman. For Northwestern, 11 for Renee Manneman, 7 for Paige O'Neill, 8 for Whitney Vandermonten, 7 for Claudia Larson, 5 for Kitty Kuiper, 5 for Arian Gazelle. O'Neill had a game-high 8 assists. Renee Manneman had 4, Arian Gazelle had 3. Dort College got 2 assists each from Abby Chapman and Cassidy Braidvode. Michael Hulst blocked 7 shots and had 2 steals. Emily Newman also had 2 steals. Renee Manneman had 3 steals to pace Northwestern. Dort College goes to 11-18 overall, 2-17 in the conference. Northwestern 17-10 and 11-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to set things up for the second half of our doubleheader right after this. Dort-